Welcome, everybody. Share number 1233 in the writing. It's share number 386. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of Shinoi Makom. We're coming towards the end, Bezras Hashem, and then we hope to spread out to many various different aspects of halacha and so on in Hilchos Brachos, and we'll move on from there. Now, we're going through Holchei Drachim, the many different case scenarios of Holchei Drachim. We went through the halachas, how it works. We want to try and cover, you know, as much as we could, giving various different examples. So an interesting example which comes up, actually one of our B'nai Chabura brought it up to myself, the question, and it's something actually a couple of people asked me over time. But be it as it may, a person a lot of times is drinking one bottle of water. They have this one bottle of water, sometimes two bottles of water, but it's over a longer period of time, 4 or 5 hours, sometimes throughout the day. People have to drink water, and it's a healthy thing to drink water, right? To stay hydrated and so on, especially in the warmer weather. Now, so how does it work with that one bottle of water as far as the bracha before and the bracha after? It's like, where do I, you know, start my shahakal? Do I ever need a new shahakal? When do I make the burn of fushais? When do I draw the line? You know, how do we work that one bottle of water? So the story is like this. If one is at home or in the office, for example, the entire time, they're one place, that's it. They have the bottle of water and they're sipping. So then, so then the bracha of shahakal but you make the bracha of shahakal in the beginning, assuming that you're thirsty, as we've spoken about quite a number of times. If a person's not thirsty, you do not make a bracha on water. Like if you have to take a pill, you don't take a water bracha, make a water on a bracha on water. If something's stuck in somebody's throat, you have to you don't make a bracha on the water, right? Something along those lines. But if a person's regular thirsty, Mishabur said, what do we mean by thirsty? Thirsty is plain and simple, whereby the person has pleasure in the palate. They have pleasure in their mouth, right? They're thirsty. Fine. So they make the shahakal, and they start drinking, and they have a mind to continuously drink. So as long as you're in one place, for sure, that's no question. So you're in the office at home, and you're sipping. So that bracha of shahakal would continue on. The only time we'll get cut off in general would be, number one, if somebody decides to leave the building. Once you leave the building, you're running into Shinoi Makom, right? Like we spoke about in the past, and in conjunction with how far you're leaving the building. But be it as it may, in general, you go to a different building, a different place, you go down the block, you leave the building, finish. You're running into problems of Shinoi Makom, number one. Number two, if somebody decides at some point to stop drinking, I had enough water, finish, I'm stuffed, I can't drink any more water, finish, I don't want to drink any more water. Now you decide 20 minutes later to start drinking again, you need a new shahakal, right? Yeah, that's Messiah, being Messiah Das, you would need a new shahakal. So those two case scenarios, you would need a new shahakal. Now, this year, I'm just talking about the shahakal, the bracha before. Next year, Bezras Hashem, we'll talk about the bracha afterwards. Now, what about if somebody's running around? Good, I'm not at home the whole time. I'm doing my chores, my errands. I'm running from store to store. I have to go shopping for the next 4 hours, but I got to keep on sipping my water. How would that shahakal work? So if one is running around doing chores, right, for a long period of time, in conjunction with how we've been talking about regular holchei drachim, I go to this store, that store, in and out, back and forth, I'm traveling, right? So that one shahakal would again be okay, as long as one is drinking as a traveler from the beginning. So for example, you get into your car and the person had in mind, the person makes the shahakal, and I'll be sipping for the next 5 hours as I, do my shopping and make my stops and go here, go there, in the building, out the building, out, in and out, because it's not a question of Shinoi Makom, it's a question of traveling, right? I go into this store for 10 minutes, the other store for 15 minutes, whatever, in and out, buying quick, and now the bottle is sitting in the, you don't have to carry the bottle with you, the bottle's in the car, you keep on sipping, fine. So that same shahakal will continue as long as a person has a mind to continue doing that. So if they have a mind when they went out, so that would be one. And the other thing is also, like we've spoken about in the past, one could make the shahakal right before they leave. Right? I have my jacket on, I'm about to leave, I take my bottle of water, I sit down, right, with a clear head, I make a shahakal, and I have a mind, I'm going to be, you know, next 4 hours I'm traveling, whatever the case is, I have to do a lot of chores, errands here and that, in and out. In general, for shorter periods of time, we're not talking about when you reach a destination, that's a little bit different, which we've spoken about in the past, but a regular simple, plain and simple traveling, even though you might be going in and out of buildings, you know, as far as shopping and stuff like that. So that would be fine. The same bottle of water would be able to continue. The original shahakal could last on that one bottle until they finished in the case of a traveler. And you can finish until you finish, you can continue on until you finish the bottle of water, assuming that you're, you have a mind to continue. So now if at any point a person makes a burn of fashas, you want to keep in mind, if a person drank the shear, which we'll talk about next year, and they made a burn of fashas at some point, so, and then they decide, afterwards to continue, right? Like we said before, that I drank the shear, I'm done, I made my burn of fashas, okay. 10 minutes later, I take out the bottle, I want to continue. Now you need a new shahakal. So you want to keep that in mind also. Okay, we'll continue next year with the after bracha, but that's the general basic concept with the bracha before. And that is basically that continues on as long as you have a mind, unless you have those exceptions which we discussed. You know, like we said, you leave the building, you do a shinei makam, you make a burn of fashais, you decide to stop, and so on. So otherwise, the original shahakal will continue as long as one had a mind to continue drinking. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Cult of one more quick thing before I forget. If a person had a mind on two bottles, they could just continue on to the next bottle. That would also be fine. Hatzlach and bracha, cult of.